WOLB Baltimore and WERQ FM HD3 Baltimore.
I'm Johnny Walker, and you are listening to It's Janice on Radio 1 WOLB 1010.
So, Elizabeth J. McInturk is a partner at J.D. Katz PC, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about estate planning. She represents individuals and businesses throughout Maryland and Washington, D.C., in complex civil and commercial disputes. Her practice includes plaintiff-side litigation, contract disputes, employment litigation, construction litigation, and actions arising under Consumer Protection Acts and state wage laws. She also takes on clients in private and domestic law matters, including in guardianship. She has regularly appeared before the state and federal courts and continues to do so, as well as before administrative and arbitration bodies. Named a rising star by Maryland and Washington, D.C. super lawyers, Elizabeth's practice is underpinned by a deep commitment to her clients as individuals. She focuses on their distinct concerns and goals and stays connected to her clients' interests to devise creative strategies to best protect and promote their interests. She has a hands-on approach, which really means she regularly communicates with her clients, which is very important because I find that is so lacking today, as she develops case strategies that help them obtain the best possible outcomes, whether through negotiation or litigation. She enjoys fighting for the underdog, probably speaking to half of my audience on this one, and she recognizes that many of her clients have never before had experience in a courtroom, and she takes the time to walk them through every step of the litigation process. So please help me welcome my guest to the show, Elizabeth J. McInturk. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
You are awesome. I've been kind of looking at some of the works that you are doing, so thank you for being here to talk with me today.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm very happy to be here talking about a subject that I am very passionate about.
So tell everybody a little bit about estate planning. Is it more than having a will?
Yes. Estate planning is much more than having a will. It broadly encompasses, you know, what we think of as the traditional will. It also includes powers of attorney, and those include powers of attorney to make financial decisions and powers of attorney to make medical decisions and an advanced medical directive, which right now, you know, in our kind of corona COVID world is something that is extremely important.
What documents protect people while they are alive?
Right. And so that would be your power of attorney, your financial power of attorney, your living will, your advanced medical directive, that it's also known as. And it can also be a trust. And I think a lot of times people have misconceptions about, you know, what a power of attorney is or what a trust is.
So right, because I wanted to know that too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think traditionally we think of trust. We think of trust fund kids. We think of, you know, the Paris Hiltons of the world and the rich people. And that is not, you know, really what a trust is. And in 90% of cases, not what it's used for. You can have a trust as both part of your, you know, living day-to-day practice. And it can also be something that comes into effect after your death as part of your will, as part of your estate plan. Trusts are a good way to kind of protect your funds, protect your finances, and make sure that, you know, ABC is being checked off along the list. So a trust could hold anything from a bank account to even your house. And it's during a living trust, a revocable living trust. It's one way to actually protect some of your assets from certain tax considerations or even certain creditors. Or, and I know we're going to be speaking to some divorce guidance people later today from your former spouses. So that is an area that people, you know, might want to investigate as to whether it makes sense for them to do that.
And who would be the best person for us to discuss this plan with? And I know that you would be one of them, but anybody else that we should add to this conversation?
So one, you should always speak with an attorney about this and speak with an attorney about drafting your trust, your estate plan, and your powers of attorney. Because you want to make sure that they're done appropriately and correctly. I've seen, you know, in cases where people have tried to create it at home or tried to create it off a document, let's say they found on the internet, that might not be in compliance with state or even federal law. And so it won't hold up down the line, which would actually leave you more exposed and potentially have higher financial burdens on you. With any part of the estate plan, if you have a partner, whether it's a spouse, a long-term boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whoever it may be, that's also somebody that you should be having these conversations with, in particular to make sure that your estate plans jive with each other. Estate planning, it really is a woman's issue. And it's an issue, though, it's historically kind of been left out of, despite the fact that it does disproportionately affect us in some situations and often situations. We tend to have longer lifespans, so we may be, you know, outliving our partner or our spouse. And in that case, we want to make sure, you know, our spouse's estate plan or our partner's estate plan, whoever it may be, kind of jives with our estate plan and our understanding of, you know, what's going to happen. By having a good estate plan, you're going to find ways that you can avoid, let's say, unnecessary taxes that involve, you know, perhaps the state taking on a larger cut or a larger deduction that could have been included in a marital deduction for sure. So that's going to protect you financially longer term, particularly if you have a longer lifespan.
When is a good time to have these conversations, and do you need a guardian? Is that necessary?
Yeah, so, and there's two questions there. So the first is, when is a good time to have these conversations? These conversations are good to have, you know, when you're reaching probably like a serious commitment point of your relationship or even with your family as you're beginning to prepare it. So I am always kind of an advocate of like open and honest communication with those around you who might be a part of your estate plan so that you're having them, that you're checking in. Also, if you have children, that is a time when you definitely want to be touching in about an estate plan, which actually leads me directly to the guardianship question. So there's two types of guardians. There's guardians for minors, and there's actually guardians for adults. Now, if you have children, you want to make sure that you have a named guardian in your estate plan. And so that would be, you know, in the event that, you know, unfortunately you and your partner or spouse pass, your child has to go live with someone else. You want to say in that, right? You don't want any bickering back and forth. You don't want the estate to have to jump in. There can be, you know, lengthy court battles about it. But if you have a document which nominates, you know, a sibling, a trusted friend, a parent, whoever it may be, to be guardian of your child, that's going to hold a lot of weight and really get this process moving faster and a lot smoother. There's also guardians for adults. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, I really want to give out your information. I'm going to also post it on my social media, and I've got a few other people that I'm going to send the information, particularly women and minorities. You never have these things in order. So you are really, really, really needed, and it's important that people know about you, because I definitely want people who understand that we are people at the end of the day, and I know it's business for some attorneys, and it's all about money for some attorneys, but I love what I'm reading about you and that you are a super lawyer in the Maryland and D.C. for D.C. areas, and that you actually care about the people that you're working to represent, regardless of whether it's a will, an estate, or court litigation, because I have my own horror stories, even right now, of lawyers who just prey on people who don't understand the law, and they purposely will not take the time to walk you through the process because they don't really want us to understand it. So you will definitely, I'll be sending some people your way.
Hear that.
Yeah.
I do hope that, you know, me or whoever you do see in the future is taking the time to communicate with you and walking through any steps with you. And if you're not getting that from your attorney, push back, ask for it. And if they're not a good fit, they're not a good fit. So, you know, if you're the consumer, you have the right to go somewhere else.
How do people find you on social media or your website, please?
Sure, absolutely. So our website is jdkatz.com. That's J, D as in dog, K as in kite, A as in apple, T, zenzebra.com. Me, my partners, and my colleagues are all on that website. So you're free to, you know, take a look, see if there's somebody that can help assist you, and we'd all be more than happy and willing to.
Wow. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us, Janice, and talking with me for a few minutes today, and continue the good work. We'll keep looking for you, and you are a rising star, so I hope that continues to shine for you and even brighter. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and I can't wait to hear the end of your joke.